Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings and it is Thursday the 11th of July. And as usual, with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only. So please do your own research, contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. So after nearly a month off, I was greeted today by a pretty good market heading towards 7,900, 78.89.6. Up 72.8 points, 0.9%. Not a huge amount of volatility today, although we did have a high of 7,902.6 and a low of 7,827.9, which was the opening price as well. But it was pretty much up and away from the word go, around 70, 75 points higher. And we sort of stuck there. A little bit of caution creeping in mid-afternoon ahead of the US June CPI number, looking for a little bit of an easing there, around 0.2%. Perhaps currently we've got Dow futures and Nasdaq futures not doing much at all, pretty much unchanged there. So not huge amounts to go on, as they say. We have had UK GDP numbers out this morning as well, and the pound is at its highest level against the dollar for some time. So a little bit of stability in the UK following the Starmer election, as opposed to what's happening in France at the moment. Looking at our stocks, though, it was pretty much green across the screen today, with the exception of a few stocks. ANZ were punished 1.2% easier after there were some reports there out this morning. The Australian Financial Review reported that the lenders markets division overstated the value of government bonds it traded by more than $50 billion in 12 months alone. So that is not good news for ANZ, and they were one of the few fallers today, down 1.2%, but CBA nearly cracked the 130 level today, 1.1% higher, Westpac 0.4, NAB's up 1.1%, and the big bank basket, while I've been away, this really has been quite staggering, $223.09, going like the proverbial train at the moment on the back of those hoped-for interest rate cuts. We've also seen the REITs do well today. Goodman Group up 1.1%. Centre Group up 1.6%. So everything in the garden pretty rosy there. And even the insurers doing well today, with QBE up 1.1%. Suncorp up 1.42%. And in Aussie bonds, we did see them 4.38% up slightly today in terms of that yield. 4.38% for the Aussie bond yields. Looking across at industrials, good day all round really. Brambles up 1.3%, CPU, computer share up 1.1%, Wesfarmers up 1.3%, Woolies and Coles doing well as well. Woolies up 0.9%, Coles up 1.4%, tech stocks did well, Xero up 3.4%, the all tech index had a good day today, up 1.1%. And turning our attention, shifting gears to the resource sector, despite the iron ore price being a little bit under pressure again, we had BHP up 0.9%, Rio only measly 0.2% higher, but Fortescue up 1.9%. A little bit of buying creeping in for the lithium stocks, Pilbara up 2.7% and Lynas up 2.7% as well in the rare earth space, IGO up 3% and mineral resources 2.5% to the good. Gold stocks better, Northern Star up 2.1%, Evolution up 0.9% as well. In terms of other stocks doing well today, the sector that was doing pretty well was the uranium sector today, which had a cracking day out. BOE, that's Boss, up 6.1%, Paladin up 6.1% as well, and Deep Yellow, well, it was Deep Green, up 9.2% today, so a good result for them. In terms of corporate news, we did see some ACCC has initiated some proceedings against the good guys. That didn't hurt JB Hi-Fi, though, which, of course, owns the good guys. And the good guys weren't the bad guys today. They're up 1.2%, nearly an all-time high, I think, that is, for JB Hi-Fi there. And we did also see today Telex Pharmaceutical doing well today. Some changes to the way system works in the US in terms of remuneration. So we had Telex up 10.5%. Remember, there are three things in life you can be sure of: Telex and death and taxes. All right, turning our attention to economic news. Not a lot out locally, but in the US tonight we do get that. It's June CPI. And President Trump, or former President Trump, or maybe President Trump to come, will be speaking at a Bitcoin event later today. He wants all remaining crypto to be made in the USA. And in Asian markets, we have seen the Asian markets rally and doing okay today. Chinese authorities have moved to limit short selling. So that has certainly helped the Chinese market, which is up 1%. Tokyo up 1%. The Nikkei 225 gone through 42,000. And the Hang Seng up 1.8%. So everything in the garden is pretty rosy. As far as winners for grinners go today, let's run through some of the winners and why. Telex Pharmaceutical up 10.5%. We've talked about that. 5 million shares traded. LOT, which is Loftus, doing well today. Lotus Resources was up 10.5%. That is uranium space there. We also saw OBM do well today. They put out a presentation the Sand King approval has lifted FY26 production outlook to 150,000 ounces. So some good news there for OBM. CU6 as well, having a good day, up 9.4%, 3 million shares traded. And some of those uranium stocks also doing well. Deep Yellow, 9.2%, 6 million shares. NXG, NextGen, up 8.7%. Only 258,000 shares traded there, though. As far as the losers go today, biggest losers, WA1 Resources, down 9.4% there, just shy of 900,000 shares traded. They did have their June quarterly activities report out, as did PNR, which is Pantoro quarterly operations update. Not as good as some were going for. They were down 7% on 8 million shares. Net Wealth down 4.2% on 858,000 shares. A4N also down today. Net Wealth had their quarterly business update. A4N doing well today. They were down 3.5% on 583,000 shares. Positive sectors, well, pretty much everything. Certainly the banks doing well, with the exception of ANZ on the back of that news on Treasury volumes. Nothing really in the negative sector. The big bank basket, $223.09. The Alltech Index also doing well today. That was up 1.1%. There, gold trading at $3,524 Aussie dollars an ounce. Bitcoin steady at $57,689 US dollars a fund token. 10-year yields, well, we've already run through the 10-year yields. We have 4.37. Let's just make sure they haven't changed in the final 5 minutes of trade. 4.37 for the 10 years. The Aussie dollar, 67.58. And NASDAQ futures and Dow futures barely registering a pulse at the moment either way. As far as major movers and shakers go, Satire had a better bounce, a better day today for Satire. They were up. 17.8%. So not a bad day for Satire, which have been under considerable pressure. Art for art's sake, money for God's sake. Airtasker, ART is the stock code, up 4.9%. Bit of stirring there. Not huge volumes though, but maybe one to keep an eye on. Latin Resources, LRS, also doing well today. They are up 9.7%. Bit of bargain hunting around there. And DXB, which has been one of the ones that we really liked. Dimerics, back 7.2% today. Selling, resuming there. And Zip, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day, down 2.3%. Bit of profit-taking creeping in there. Speculative stock of the day today is AUG, 144.7% higher. We opened, having closed last night, at 3.8 cents. We opened at 6.2. We had a high of 11.7 and a low of 6.2. And we closed up 5.5 cents at 9.3 cents. So a pretty big effort there from Augustus Minerals, doing very nicely. to say the least. This all comes on the back of some new drill results, a new high grade 35% copper and 10 grams of gold per ton gold rock chips at Tea Tree. So that certainly looks pretty encouraging for them. As far as company news goes, in a little more detail, let's run through it. We did see an announcement today from Woodside Energy securing an agreement. They were up 1.2%. Seven Group has announced its final dividend. They're up 2%. We had Incitec Pivot with a broker upgrade falling 1.4%. De Grey, we had some Hemi study results down 0.9% on a day when gold stocks generally were pretty good. So not a lot of huge news out there at the moment in corporate land, but we are starting to see a few quarterly results come through. Obviously, now the June quarter is out the way, we will see more of those. As far as economic and other headlines goes, the Japanese Nikkei 225 crossed the 42,000 mark for the first time, and the core manufacturing orders unexpectedly fell for the second straight month on a month-on-month basis, slipping 3.2%. A 0.8% rise was expected, and core machinery orders in Japan climbed 10.8%, which was higher than the 7.2%. And the Chinese security regulator has approved an increase in margin requirements for short selling. That kicks off on July the 22nd. And a man has attempted to smuggle 104 live snakes in his pants. He was caught at the Chinese border this week, according to the country's customs authority. And the NATO meeting continues. This is make or break, really, for Joe Biden. And, of course, we do have those CPI numbers for June out this evening. Well, that's it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Glad to be back in the saddle, as they say. And we'll be bringing you all the news again tomorrow. In the meantime, if you like what you've heard on this podcast, tell your friends. If you like what you heard and you really want to sign up to Marcus Today, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up at marcustoday.com.au. In the meantime, have a great evening.